From the WCVE Newsroom, I'm Charles Fishburne. 2 years ago, Donna Sarvis could barely breathe.
In the month of January, I lost 30 pounds.
The 48-year-old wife and mother had two tumors in her lungs that chemo could not diminish.
The tumors were growing, and it was pressing on my esophagus, and I was having a hard time swallowing, so I couldn't keep food down.
But Donna was referred to the VCU Massey Cancer Center for advanced genomic sequencing, a new treatment that precisely maps her disease and matches that profile with available treatments.
Within a couple of weeks, I could already tell that I was able to eat. Slowly, within about 2 months, I felt pretty much like my life was normal.
Even though she had an extremely rare mutation, she was matched with a targeted drug that put her cancer in remission.
This is a very exciting time in medicine.
Andrea Ferreira-Gonzalez is chair of the Division of Molecular Diagnostics.
We're starting to really able to practice precision medicine and where we can actually understand what's happening at the molecular level with that particular patient. And from that information, we can tailor the treatment for only that particular patient.
Using the same sample tissue from which the original diagnosis was made, the Oncogenomics DX1 test can sequence that cancer's DNA and match it with existing and experimental therapies.
No more shotgun approach.
In Donna's case, it shrunk the tumors where chemo could not, gave her almost immediate relief, and made it possible, when that medicine stopped working, to successfully use chemo to stabilize the tumors and give her a life.
I believe God has a plan for all of us, and it's not my time to go. And you need to think that way. I believe it makes a big difference in your treatments and the quality of life that you have.
Patients interested in talking with a physician about whether they might benefit can call 828-5116 for an appointment. For Science Matters, I'm Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.